The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and Teen Vogue. Our first article for today is from teenvogue.com. Saucy Santana on Lil Nas X and Lizzo Dream Collabs, His Pop Era, and Making the World His Own. This article is written by Peyton Dix. Saucy Santana arrives 2 hours late to his Teen Vogue photo shoot. After hustling from the airport to the Manhattan photo studio, the rapper has slotted in our cover shoot between a Detroit show the night before and a New York performance in a few hours. He has spent the past 4 weeks opening Latto's 777 tour, performing nightly, arranging meet and greets, and making club appearances. Santana is exhausted. His energy seems low when he and his team walk into the third floor studio, right past his writer, and into the lounge area. Santana is, to use his own description, wearing his expressions on his face. Eventually, he settles into space, finding his way to the fitting room, scoping out the mood board covered in images of an early 2000s Missy Elliott's Destiny's Child and Aaliyah. It's not until he turns on his own music and steps in front of the seamless for the first shoot that the energy comes rushing back to him. A light turns on. This is when we see Santana's spark. When we see exactly how he became the viral sensation he is today. In between photos, he's quick to make moments for the B-roll, iPhone footage, and TikToks. He gives just as much care to the lo-fi content as he does the hi-fi, knowing well that in 2022, the final photos matter just as much as the 6-second social clips. This is how Santana was able to make Madonna's hit, Material Girl, and transform it into the TikTok and club hit it is today. He uses an impeccable understanding of the media landscape and combines it with an authenticity that's hard to replicate. I feel like you never go viral when you're trying to, because a lot of my songs that go viral, I wasn't trying, he tells Teen Vogue. I feel like I'm just literally in the studio having fun. Santana made the song distinctly black and queer, something so many of his fans can see themselves reflected in. That is also distinctly reflective of his home state. Florida? We just have our own culture and our own flavor to music, he observes. Make no mistake, Santana is very much himself, and he isn't interested in constantly being an internet personality. But he also seems to know that giving the audience a reflection of themselves, but shinier, is where the magic lies. Saucy Santana was a really badass kid. His mother called him rebellious. His grandmother nicknamed him Moody. And the 28-year-old celebrity makeup artist turned rapper and viral sensation finally understands why. I have many moods. I wear my expressions on my face, he says with a smirk. That's something that I'm working on. But that same rebellious teenage spirit helped land him here today. My mama didn't play that, he says, reminiscing on a younger Santana who didn't like to adhere to rules. Born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, before growing up in Tallahassee, Florida, he spent his teen years developing a taste for luxury and personal style, a material girl in his own right, rocking nails and purses. His parents helped shape his taste for the finer things. My mom was always the GM or the head manager at her job. My dad was a celebrity bodyguard, says Santana, whose legal name is Rashad Spain. I seen a lot of luxurious things early, which helped me be a material girl. But in his teen years, sometimes that translated to spending money on things he didn't need. I was already living on my own at 17, he recalls. I'm grateful for the things I would do as a teenager because it just helped me turn into a hustler. That mentality brought him to a career as a makeup artist for hip-hop duo City Girls, a relationship that blossomed into musical collaborations and friendship, all before he embarked on his music career full-time. Breaking rules might not resonate with teachers or stern mothers, but sometimes it will get you millions of streams, thousands of fans, and an RCA record deal. The Material Girl rapper's big personality, viral twerking, TikToks, chaotic Instagram lives with City Girls Young Miami, and signature bars have thrust him into the limelight, and not just for 15 minutes. Back in the studio, Santana commands the space. He knows what he needs and is not shy to ask for it. He firmly yet respectfully asks the makeup artist to take a back seat so he can perfect his look to his liking. "I've always been like that, since I was a kid," he tells me, before throwing his attention to his crew huddled by the couches. "Somebody push that fan up." Two friends of his finagle the sloped standing fan until the air again finds Santana's face. He's more serious than I expected. I tell him so, and it's obvious he's heard this before. "A lot of people see me, and they're looking for Internet Santana. Carisha, please, Santana. And in real life, I'm dead-ass serious," he says. The problem with being an Internet personality is the expectation to perform all the time. His online charisma has garnered him many loyal fans who embrace his bluntness, relatability, and hilarious expressions. To follow him feels like you've found a new friend, someone to snicker or kiki with. While those parts of him are authentic, it doesn't mean he's accessible all the time. "You not going to ever make me feel like I'm forced to take a picture with you when I don't feel like it," he says. "You're not going to force me to be happy when I'm not in a good mood. I'm human. I go through stuff like everybody else." On tour, Santana has struggled with having to always be, well, on. His personal life or a bad mood have almost led him to cancel a show or two. "I literally walk on stage with an attitude 9 times out of 10, he says. "I don't get my energy until I walk out and see the fans screaming. I'm like, okay, it's playtime." But you would never sense the hesitation because he gives so much of himself on stage. You can always expect a Twitter stan or two to recap his performance, including the screaming fans and him doing the heel toe. The fan base Santana has cultivated on social media is starting to find him in real life too. His world is changing fast. The rapper is collaborating with Lil Nas X, Gay Rights, performing at some of the biggest music festivals, Rolling Loud, Hard, smoking hookah with Kehlani, again, Gay Rights, and attending the Laquan Smith Met Gala after party. Santana may collectively have millions of followers and streams, but the visibility still leaves him in shock and awe, sometimes even starstruck. "Chloe Bailey followed me. I'm like, girl, how the F do you know Santana?" I ask who else has found their way onto his followers list. Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Rihanna. "Rihanna is still a daily gag," he tells me. "It's all adding up. The Santana army is growing, and not just online." The rapper now travels with a bodyguard, just to keep everything controlled. Admittedly, in the moment I learned that, I questioned the necessity. But a week later, it became clear I was wrong to wonder when, while scrolling on Twitter, I viewed a mob of fans swarming around him as he walked through Boston. "Santana a superstar?" the Twitter user asked. The answer, absolutely. Ironically, being a rapper was never his plan. "I thought I was going to be a celebrity makeup artist," Santana says. "I didn't think I was going to be the celebrity getting their makeup done. I didn't think that I would be a rapper, but I'm happy it happened." Rap wasn't even his first love. Baby Santana had a pop era before he moved to Florida from Connecticut. "When I was younger, I was very into pop culture. I used to love pop music. My favorite artist was Britney Spears," he says. Though Britney is universally that biatch, one of his favorite Britney songs is surprising. What's the song when she was in the mountains because she had a movie about it? He pauses to think. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. And it doesn't stop there. Among Santana's favorite pop culture pieces of yesteryear, S Club 7, The Spice Girls, Seventh Heaven, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. Trish Stratus was my favorite, he says. Discussing S Club 7 in 2022 takes me out. Your range is iconic, I tell him, laughing. I know, right? And I really watched it, because nobody would know that. I was all over the place as a child, he says. But I just feel like even all of that still influences me. For example, you can see the Spice Girls and Y2K influence in his personal style, with the rapper rocking everything from space buns to chunky platform heels. To this day, I listen to everything. I like to know what's going on, Santana notes. He keeps a Rolodex of pop culture references, both new and old, in his back pocket. My favorite two songs right now are First Class by Jack Harlow, a remix of Fergie's Glamorous, and What Happened to Virgil by Lil Durk and Gunna, a tribute to Off-White's Virgil Abloh. Even after he traded in Britney Spears for Gucci Mane and Trina, the range remains. Hip-hop became his true love, and here he stands in the thick of it. Rap has many faces now, and the goal is for more to come. Lil Nas X has inarguably played a huge role in enabling part of that to happen. Santana knows it and admires him for it. I was so proud of Lil Nas when I was looking at his nominations and stuff. He's in Best Male Artist, People's Choice Awards 2021, with Straight Men. The rapper also secured 4 nominations at the most recent Grammys and even won a few in 2020. To be clear, though, both rappers are not exempt from experiencing the rampant homophobia found within the rap world and the world at large. It feels easy to box in musicians by their identifiers, female rappers, gay rappers, and although these differentiators are factual, they can also be othering, a prefix ahead of the word rapper that sometimes overshadows an artist's skill set. Santana has seen both sides of that. Before, I didn't want to be labeled a gay rapper, he recalls. Then, in the middle of my career, I started to embrace it, because I just felt like it was helpful to my culture and to my people. Sometimes going viral is luck. Sometimes it's authenticity. Occasionally, it's ad dollars. Labels and big brands throw money when given the chance. For creators, navigating finicky algorithms that tend to reward whiteness is not an easy feat. To be a black creator, specifically a TikToker, comes with many caveats, some of which have led to strikes and major backlash. But visibility online is becoming extremely lucrative. Influencing is a full-time job. TikTokers are hosting red carpets in Hollywood, and cover songs have led to record deals. It's powerful for black queer people, particularly, to see themselves in both rap and popular culture, and not as a niche. With rappers like Saucy Santana, Lil Nas X, Young M.A., Quay Dash, Kid Ken, and more, room is being made in the rap world to not only exist as a queer person, but to thrive. Regardless of what the world is ready to accept, Santana, in his corsets, high heels, and all his glory, is blowing up big time. Material Girl, the track that catapulted Santana onto millions of For You pages, has become more than a song. It has evolved into a lifestyle. Being a material girl is being a boss, handling your business, being a hustler, having good credit, taking care of your kids, making sure your bills are paid, he says. His lyricism caught on because it was aspirational, Chanel's and Pearls, hilarious, blunt, I don't speak broke boy language, and also, in many ways, accessible. Now, being a material girl can look 100 different ways, not just skinny, cis, and white. Sure, Santana maintains Madonna's ethos of opulence, but he has opened up that narrative to include a black queer storyline. Santana's Material Girl originated in 2019, but it got a second wind in late 2021. Though Black women and queer people remain at the center of Santana's focus and fan base, his Material Girl reached, well, everyone. Dental hygienists, animals, illustrators, brands, Roblox creators, and more. The song birthed memes, fan cams, and even a few mashups. Everyone is paying attention. I had a couple meetings with a couple labels, he said. It's a tug of war for Santana right now. The wolves came running, especially after seeing those streaming numbers. Once people started seeing my stardom, they looked at me as a check. Fortunately, Santana is quick to call BS, and he believes in his new partnership with RCA, an agreement he positions much more as a partnership. They believe in Santana. They see the vision. I'm just happy someone wanted to get behind me, elevate and grow, and just be the biggest star possible. Santana's goal is for his experience now to be the norm. When I walk into rooms, I have male fans who really want to scream louder than the women, want to call their daughters on FaceTime, want to call their wives and their family members like, "Oh, I'm with Santana." He looks almost surprised to say it. But when you're a dark-skinned, black, gay rapper who disrupts gender norms, you don't quite expect your existence to be normalized or sometimes even recognized outside of your own community. The idea is not to belong, but just to be. Santana's self-assurance is steadfast. Everyone else needs to work around that. His comfort and deftness at navigating the rap world reminded me of a powerful interview Pose star Dominique Jackson gave the Caribbean Equality Project. In short, she said, "I don't need you to accept me. I may want you to understand me. But as far as you accepting me, that just means that you are greater than I am." And trust me, a lot of these up-and-coming rappers aren't touching Santana's light. There is so much ahead for the rising star. This summer, we're set to get a Lil Nas X collab, which the Montero rapper teased back in March. It's called Down South Hoes. I think Lil Nas is ready to go into his twerk era, so he came and got me, Santana says with an all-knowing grin. He knew who to call for the fun stuff. Really, the iconic link-ups don't end there. Santana's dream collab? Lizzo and Gucci Mane, he answers, before I even finish asking the question. I promise to manifest it for him. I'm manifesting it too, girl. Every night I'm praying. I'm in Lizzo's DM every day. Lizzo, if you're reading this, please check your message requests, queen. Saucy Santana has so much joy to offer the world, and the world has so much to offer him and the black queer rappers coming up after him. He doesn't need reminding. I am in Teen Vogue. In 2019, we were somewhere running around the projects. So life, he gestures around him to the photo studio and his people, is good. It looks the way it feels. His crew is filled with longtime friendships and a lot of laughter. He stands in the light, cinched in a hot pink jumpsuit that hugs his curves. Saucy Santana's time is now, and he's ready for it all. I just want to be a superstar, a megastar. I want to do everything possible for Santana, whether it's acting, movies, magazine covers, Grammys, just everything I could possibly do. Teen Vogue is just the tip of the iceberg. And our second article is from theteenmagazine.com. Find your why and let it carve your way. And this article is written by Olaronke Bamiduro. Often, you don't acknowledge how quickly you are growing up until you stop, pause, look back, and reflect on how far you've come. Life progresses so quickly that it's often difficult to do so, hence why a good number of us don't. I certainly didn't realize how quickly time had passed until I walked over to my family photo stand a few weeks ago and picked up a picture of 4-year-old me with 3 missing front teeth. At that moment, I truly longed for such simple times where people's perceptions of you didn't matter, where you wore whatever you wanted to, ate whatever you wanted to, played however you wanted to, and didn't feel judged for it. Fast forward 13 years, and in all honesty, at age 17, I am still a child. I am still learning the ways of life and making mistakes. But all these years have undoubtedly taught me many things, some of which I would now like to share with you, my dear readers. Some important lessons. 1. Learn from your past. It will allow you to be present and guide you towards a brighter future. A sense of identity is so fulfilling. For the longest time, I didn't know who I was and used up so much effort trying to be someone I wasn't, associating myself with those who just weren't my people. In the long term, not knowing who you are is dangerous. You may end up losing your true self in the process. But with the help of my mother, I found my identity within my culture. It was through learning the beauty of my home language and traditions that I figured out and loved who I was. 2. Love all, trust few, and do wrong to none. It will help us be the most exceptional versions of ourselves. Love all. I know from experience that holding on to grudges damages you in the long term, as while you indulge in hatred and contempt, they will continue to live their best life. Trying to understand one another is what truly pays off in the long run. Trust few. The less people know of you, the better. Let them assume. Let them perceive you as mysterious, secretive, closed off. Talking about your plans more often than not brings about negative energy and hatred. Make moves in silence and let your success speak volumes. Do wrong to none. The reality is that we will inevitably make mistakes and hurt each other. But the important thing is to relentlessly strive towards a kinder future, one wherein we acknowledge our wrongdoings and pursue a better life. 3. Find your purpose. It provides inner peace, satisfaction, and a sense of direction. In all honesty, for the longest time, I had no idea who and what I wanted to be. And even up until now, I still don't necessarily have it all figured out. But that's okay. Finding your why is what will help you finally realize the thing that drives you to be a better human. Time and age will grant you the ability to this thing, along with many others. The future, whilst unknown and rather daunting, is such an exciting concept. Reflections. Why exactly do we struggle so much with the idea of growing up? What lies ahead is vastly different for us all. Reading this is an audience of current or future architects, vets, lawyers, athletes, astronauts, artists, writers, and politicians. And that is truly exciting, knowing our generation will be the one to challenge the norms established for us, to correct the mistakes of those currently in positions of power, to object to the social strata. And all this, realistically, is not only exciting, but also beautiful. One day, stating that we live in a just and peaceful world may just ring true. But I know that, especially when it comes to the future, I often hesitate. What if I'm not making the right decisions? What if I'm not destined for this? What if I make a mistake and disappoint everyone around me? What if I... Stop. Yes, there is risk involved in growing up, and naturally, mistakes will be made. Things will go wrong. But the biggest mistake of all would be not to try. Know within yourself that everything happens for a reason, and find peace remembering that someday all will be okay. We know this, but are often still skeptical, and that's because we all have yet to find our own why. Nos raison d'être. The purpose designated for each of us the moment we graced the earth, but also the motive that constantly drives us to keep pushing, regardless of circumstance. And that is a big task for anyone to seek out. There's a lot to choose from, many pathways to pursue. All sorts of things could go wrong. But life is full of risks to be taken. Rather, the future you smiles and is proud of all the times you tried than sit and wonder what could have been. While there is still a lot I've got to make sense of, one thing I do know is that finding your why will bring with it an overwhelming sense of peace, self-awareness, and control. I don't know where tomorrow is taking me, but the beauty of life is that I have time to figure it all out. Finding your why. 1. Think of the thing that makes you smile. This is something, if given the chance, you would do happily for the rest of your days, the thing you love wholeheartedly. 2. Try new things out, whether it be reading, writing, playing a sport, cooking, dancing, or singing. Try whatever it is you believe would help you grow, challenge yourself, and step outside your comfort zone. Know your why may not always be an activity. This could be an emotional stimulus that provides you with immense passion. Whatever it is, harness it. Make it a strength and let the universe guide you. Remember, finding your why is also a mental battle. You need to make peace with yourself, with all the mistakes you've made, with all the experiences you've been through. Heal for you and start afresh. Work towards a brighter future. And once you make it, tell your story. Much power lies in a story. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.